of people are probably screaming at me now because I've recorded that for when they get home. Mark,
is that the 60-1?
It was the 16, not 60.
Oh, well, then I definitely lost.
I was going to say, you might have won it today because it's almost a perfect afternoon. Massive away support, 2-0 win, another goal for you, another contender for goal of the season.
No, it's been a brilliant afternoon, obviously. We came here and we knew it was going to be a tough game. The gaffer told us we've got to manage the game well, and you know, even if we don't score in the first half, we've got to keep going. And then I guess that's what happened in the end. You know, the boys pressed on, and we got the two goals and the points that I think we richly deserved.
I think might have a chance for goal of the season. That's three belters from you now.
Hopefully. I mean, first half, when I cut in, the gaffer said you should have shot, and you need to be more confident with your ability.
Was that on your mind as you came back inside to get one out?
No, he said you need to be more confident in your ability, and second half, I'd be lying if I said I thought about it. I just thought, you know what, let me go on a little run to try and make something happen, and got a shot away, and it was a good goal.
Yeah, another great goal as well. Relief to get a second, though, because you never know, do you? And Charlie White's managed to nudge one home. Yeah, it's his first away goal.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, since he's come in, he's been brilliant. I think, what's that, 7, 13 or 14? Great signing. You know, obviously, he's obviously bonded with the group very well. And like you said, with it being 1-0, anything can happen. But that 2-0, that second goal obviously gave us the cushion that we needed, and obviously the time was a bit against them as well, because it was, I think it was in the 85th minute. So we and to be honest, I've got to say the whole defence, especially Nathaniel and Rory, were very solid today. They were limited to very little chances, and you know, obviously it was a dominant performance from them at the back. So listen, we got the victory, and that's the main thing.
What was it like scoring in front of those supporters? Because that was a huge support today.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to be fair, like I've always said, the fans are amazing. You know, the away support, the support that we get at home, you can never criticise.
You do press-ups for your celebration? Talk us through that.
To be honest, basically on Fridays we do this little regime where the gaffer sends us in two directions, right and left. Right is always right, and left is always left. But it gets a bit more complicated because when he turns you around and your right arm's on the left-hand side, it's still left.
So you have to do press-ups if you lose.
No. So basically, I lost the game overall, so I had to do 20 press-ups. So the boys said to me yesterday that I didn't do my press-ups, but I done 20. So obviously, when I scored today, they said, go on and give us the 5 that you got.
Did anybody say anything that, you know, you've gone and scored that goal to make up for 2 minutes earlier when, you know, you had the ball, there was a simple pass on, and you were just ignoring everybody, weren't you, and hanging on to it?
Well, Tony McMahon definitely said something to you, which he always does, Mark.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, it's part and parcel of it, you know what I mean? And obviously sometimes you make wrong decisions, but you know, when you're trying to be someone that's going to make something happen, you're going to do that sometimes, you know what I mean? But it shows the character that I have, and you know, the belief that the boys have in me by giving me the ball again, and obviously me going and doing that, you know what I mean? So it's ups and downs, you know. Obviously decision making, should have made a better decision, but then again, I could have made an easy decision when I got the ball and popped it off.
It was an absolutely stunning goal. You've scored several stunners this season, and honestly it would be no surprise if, when it come to the Player of the Year awards, the contenders for goal of the season are Mark Marshall which do you think is your best one? Forget about the importance of them, because today it broke the deadlock and everything, but actually of the five that you've got, and there's three absolute screamers in that, aren't there?
I would think the Coventry one. It was a bit more ferocious. That one was quite good.
But that was quite good. Yeah, that nearly ripped the net. Yeah.
That, the Coventry one, as soon as I hit it, I knew that it weren't getting there, because when it connected, you get that certain feeling. Yep. You thought, yep, this is in. Yep. But this one here, I was just looking, because there was bodies in the way, so it kind of
could have hit somebody.
Could have hit someone. So luckily, it went in the back of the net, and that's the main thing.
As far as the playoffs are concerned, Mark, you're not mathematically guaranteed to be in them, but you're near as damn it there. One win, and if you beat Oxford on Friday, it could be mathematically confirmed. I'm sure a lot of fans, I know friends of mine who are supporters, you know, we've been discussing in the pub in the evening who you might want to face in the playoffs, or who you might want to avoid. It is that something that the players have thought about at all, or is it just a case of get in there and see who it is?
I mean, in all honesty, every team in this league, whether it's Fleetwood, Millwall, Southend, they're all hard teams, and you know, from even the teams that are going out of the league or scrapping for their lives, as today's game showed you, there's no easy game. So it's not a case of who we want, it's just a case of, you know what, going in there and taking a approaching and preparing every game like we've been doing all season. And that's, you know, there's no room for complacency, because, you know, you could say you want, I'm not going to say a specific team, but you could say you want this team, and then next thing you know, they dump you, dump you out of it. So
results have gone for City today. Bolton have been beaten, and Fleetwood have not won today. So the second, we're seven behind Bolton. You never say never in football.
This is it. This is it. You know, I remember they went on a very bad run, to be fair, before. So it's a situation where, look, you know, we've just got to keep playing and take each game as it comes. You know,
I've never heard a footballer use that phrase before, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, it's a common phrase.
You have to,
it's
don't
a common
you?
Phrase, yeah. But you never know. Things change very quickly, like I said. And you know, again, you've got to take each game as it comes, because it is literally that.
And it's tough against some teams. Warsaw last week, they were hard to break down, and it maybe needed something special. Whoever it came from, it was you in the end. But they were tough today, Bury, weren't they? They're all scrapping for points.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I said. Obviously, Gaffer told us already what it was going to be like, because, like you said, Walsall, there was basically playing a five at the back, you know, and it's hard to break down. You got five in and three in front of them. And today, again, it was more or less the same thing. They had a five. Well, it was meant to be a 3-5-2, but it was more like a 5-3-2. Do you know what I mean? So, like, you know, the Gaffer said to us, we've got to be patient. And in the end, we got what we deserved.
Oxford on Friday. Is there a feeling that you owe them one, because, or maybe even owe them two, because they knocked you out the Chequer trade, and there was that last minute defeat down at their place in the league?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, they're a good team, and you know, we're gonna have to be right on it to get something from the game, because, you know, they might not be in the playoffs, but I'll tell you what, they got very good players, and they play similar to us, really. They try to move the ball about, and when it comes to a football game, it's going to be very hard. But like I said, there's different sides to a match. You know, you've got to dominate defensively, you've got to be able to scrap, and ultimately you've got to show the desire. So hopefully on Saturday we can, you know, have all of those things and turn them over.
And are you on the team bus tonight, or are you going to the station
waiting for a few people to be seen?
Team
bus tonight.
They've got trams here as well. Yeah, you could go into Manchester and have a bit of a sing-song.
To Leeds. I'm a little bit tired, to be honest.
It's only a short journey. Final question. Obviously, we're playing with a slightly different formation. Are you enjoying that as part of a sort of a three up front?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, the gaffer just told me, obviously, when we lose the ball, just get back into shape, but then just go and express yourself when we have the ball coming off the wing. You know, just be a threat, and obviously, oh well, hopefully I'm doing that.
And you get a goal target, you've got five, I think, Chris says. So did you have a goal target before the start of the season?
I did, to be honest, but...
You want double figures? It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice. You know, anything's possible. So, listen, I'm just going to keep working hard, and... Like, if anything, you know, if you give up on it, then you never get the rewards. So.
And have you got a big enough mantelpiece for goal of the season award?
Hopefully. it's been a brilliant day for the fans and the staff of and whoever concerned with Bradford City, and, you know, to you. Sorry,
I'm being attacked by a player. He saved me from the flight.
Those pigeons have flown in from Bradford. Yeah, they came here about 5 minutes from the end as well. Yeah, the crowd was shouting, "Shoot!" I was looking for a gun to shoot.
Well, just looking at our Provident Man of the Match poll today, there is no award. But if you look at that, Mark Marshall, 72%. You have smashed it today, Mark. Very good afternoon. Well done to you.
We'll get my Pulse 2, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Top man, Mark Marshall joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.